Welcome to the show. I'm Shane Norton, a.k.a. The Sports Car Nobody, and this is another episode of the Sports Car Nobody podcast. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the show. I'm back behind the microphone after yet another week off. Yep, another week off, but I'm here. I'm back, hopefully getting through some of the, craziness. Craziness is the word that I would use to describe everything that has been going on over here. I'm going to talk about that a little bit. This is actually going to be an episode mostly buoyed by some updates on the Nobody life, the Nobody goings-ons, whatever that's called. Just to kind of get you all caught up as I get back into the routine of recording and this hobby. But yeah, things have been a little bit crazy. A lot of things going on, some of them really not so good over here. So I'll talk about that in a little bit. But yeah, so 2 weeks ago, I told you all that I would be traveling yet again for work. I had done the Masters golf tournament back in April. Yeah, April. And last week, I was going to be gone for the PGA Championship in Oak Hill up in Western New York, of Rochester, New York. So that's where I was. I was hoping to record last week because I actually got home on the Monday. I always record on Monday nights. I was getting home on Monday, so I had a little bit of optimism that I might be able to hop on the mic and do a little podcast. But after driving home, it was a long drive, five and a half hours, whatever it was, spending time with the family, kind of getting reacquainted with the loved ones and the Nobody household after being gone for about a week, I opted not to record that night. So anyway, yeah, took another week off. I know that my consistency has been rocked lately. I've been kind of up and down with being able to get here, so I apologize for that. I know that there's at least a few of you that do listen pretty regularly. And, I know for the podcast that I listen to, sometimes when I'm driving, I get a little bit disappointed when I don't see those pop up on the notifications. So I apologize. But nonetheless, let's get into some of these little life updates. And I'm going to relate this back to the hobby on the back end of this. But yeah, I don't know. I did an episode, man, a while back now, maybe even a year ago. I did an episode. It was actually really one of my most well-received episodes where I talked a lot about mental health. And I talked about how I kind of use this hobby as, a way to battle mental health issues. This is going to be a little bit of that as well, to some extent. So anyway, let's rewind a little bit. The PGA Championship. So I just did that last week in Rochester. Like I said, golf is interesting. Golf, when you work an event, especially when you're doing what I do on the side that I do, and I won't go into the details too much, but essentially, sometimes these events, they require very long hours, and sometimes they require very little to do. Golf usually requires both of that. Very long days, the tournaments are 4 days long, plus you do all the pre-stuff for the days leading up to it. So it's quite demanding on the hours that you need to put in, but not necessarily demanding on the effort that you have to put in. And I'm not the kind of guy that enjoys that. I kind of like to be doing stuff. I don't like to be sedentary too much. I don't like to be bored, I guess. So it was kind of a tough five days. But whatever, got through it, got home, and some exciting stuff. Got to meet Michael Block. He became the belle of the ball, a pro tour something or another. I don't know much about golf, but yeah, basically Michael Block, if you haven't been paying attention to the golf world, he was somebody who had absolutely no right to compete in this tournament. Sure enough, he was putting up staggering numbers, did not really come close to winning the thing, but was in contention up until even theoretically in the final day. And he's a fun guy, really cool guy. Got to work with him, got to shake his hand, got to make him laugh a little bit. Super nice guy. So that was pretty cool. you know, again, I don't follow golf closely. I guess nobody could have told you who Michael Block was just before this tournament. He even talked about in one of the interviews that he had how when he got to Rochester, he had gone out to whatever local pub out there and nobody knew who he was. But then by day two of the tournament, he was swamped. Everybody knew who he was. His life basically changed. He definitely struck his 15 minutes of fame. Really cool guy. Really cool story. Super easy to root for him. And yeah, we'll see where his career goes after striking this, you know, lightning in a bottle tournament and really striking a chord with the golf audience. So congrats to him. That was cool. I did very much enjoy getting to meet him at the end of the tournament when he had wrapped everything up. But, yeah, long story short, that was the PGA Championship. I'm back now. I don't think anything is on the horizon for traveling, for work anyway. You know, there's some things coming up on the personal end that I'm excited about. What's today's date? May 29th. So we are coming up. I mean, we're just a few days shy of June. And then sort of maybe 2 months, 2.5 months, we've got a pretty big trip coming up. That would be the National in Chicago. I've talked about it on the show. I'm definitely going. There are some big plans for a wrestling event that will be happening. Details for that to follow. Huge shout out to Adam Gelman and a bunch of other folks who've been working hard to bring this thing together. I cannot wait to see what this will be. So I will be traveling to the National. I will be recording at the National. Last year, I was there with my buddy Justin, and we did 2 episodes live maybe it was just 1 episode live from the National. We did it from our hotel room. We did like a little mid-week recap or something like that, but I had done a few episodes about the National when we were there. I don't think I'll be that intent on it this time. I will definitely do at least 1 podcast while I'm there, but I will be there with my wife. I don't want to steal too much time away from her. We're turning this into a little getaway trip for the husband and wife, for the parents, the 2 young children. And yeah, the grandparents are coming up big, going to watch the two littles while we escape off to Chicago for me to play with sports cards and wrestling cards. And then we're going to do some cool Chicago stuff. We haven't even figured out what all that's going to be yet. So yes, I do intend to record while I'm there. I guess what I'm going to do, it's going to be 2 days of sports cards. We're going to get in, I think, on Thursday. So we're going to get in on Thursday, go to the show that day, have all day Friday, go to the show that day for sure. The wrestling event should be Friday night. Very much going to be a part of that. And then the Saturday and the Sunday, we're going to just do husband, wife. We've never been to Chicago. Let's see what Chicago's all about type stuff. So those 2 days will be dedicated to the hobby, and I will definitely do a live recording from there. Maybe I'll even have the wife come on the mic to see her thoughts about what it is to watch her husband run around this thing and, blow all our money on some wrestling cards. That'll be a lot of fun. We'll see. There's a couple other things in the works for the National that I'm excited about too. I don't want to talk about just yet because of reasons that I will announce later. It's not nearly as cool as it sounds. Nonetheless, I'll talk about it later. So I think that's the big traveling I have coming up. Other stuff on the docket are things like we're going to Sesame Place this upcoming weekend. We'll be there Saturday and Sunday, so I'll be home for sure in time to record on Monday. And yeah, summer's here. You know, it's not June yet. June 21st or whatever it is when summer's officially here. But man, it feels like the weather just turned here for Memorial Day, right? It just feels like, bang, the sun's out. Go out there and enjoy it. And we did that today. You know, that's a really cool part of what's been keeping me so busy is the weather's been coming up, you know, turning around, working on the house a lot. At least on the weekends that I've been able to. Got the kids a little play place. Had to build that over the last couple weekends. I guess I'm like 4 weekends in now to tearing out a bunch of sheetrock in the great room and getting all that patched and figuring out old crappy insulation. So it's been, my hands have been full. Hands have been full in a lot of different ways. But one of the best ways is that today, Memorial Day, you know, actually, you know, happy Memorial Day to everybody out there. Thank you to absolutely everybody out there that has served, that has really helped build this freaking country we live in. You know, I mean, burying the lead a little bit. As I sit down at night to record, I forget sometimes what day it actually is. But yeah, happy Memorial Day. Thank you to every U.S. military personnel out there. The sacrifice, the work, the effort that you do to make this country what it is, we can't thank you enough. But in my own stupid way on this podcast, I do thank you. I have had a veteran on this show before, and it's just, it's awe-inspiring what you all do. With that said, though, on this Memorial Day, I was able to enjoy it with the family. We went out to what's called Lake Compounds out here in Connecticut. Lake Compounds, very famous for one infamous event. You all out there ever heard of Milli Vanilli? I know I'm getting a little bit old. I don't know how in the public consciousness Milli Vanilli still is, but they were a very, very popular band for a very short while. It was a duo, and they got busted at Lake Compounds, of all places, at Lake Compounds, lip-syncing, and tore apart the whole thing. It was a big shebang. Go look it up if you don't know who Milli Vanilli is slash was. But yeah, that's where we got to go, to Lake Compounds. So it's a little theme park here in Connecticut. They've got the water park area. They've got the roller coasters and the motorcycle rides and all the stuff you come to expect from any other theme park. But we got to go do that today, which was fantastic. The kids just adored it. My daughter had so much fun. My son, it was a little up and down for my son. You know, he's going to turn 2 in August. And he's not big enough to go on pretty much any ride. He still doesn't have a lot of words. You know, he's got a couple words. We're still waiting for that to happen, for that part of his brain to unlock. And he can start communicating a little bit better. But he's not there yet. So a little bit of challenges there. Plus the little guy had a couple falls, skinned up those knees, blood, band-aids, tears, the whole shebang. Exactly what should be happening when you're a kid, though. You know, it's a bummer, but he's tough. It's a good thing he's tough. And, yeah, you know, he got through it, though. He got a little axolotl from the gift shop, and that made him feel a whole lot better. But my daughter had an absolute blast. We did the Lazy River. She was going down one of the kiddie water slides, I don't know, 100 times. It felt like she's just running in a loop, going down it over and over and over again. Got to do a bunch of rides, the flying elephants, the carousel, and the best, the absolute best ride in the whole park. I actually agree with my daughter on this. This is her favorite ride, is the ghost hunt ride. It's basically you get in this little thing, you ride around with like a laser gun thing, and you're trying to eliminate ghosts and score points, and she just loves it. The strobe lights, the ghosts, the ghost effects, it's a really fun little ride. And she just loves it. She talks about it all of the time. The first time I ever took it on, and I had no idea if she was going to be able to handle it, but she just loves it. So we did that. That's her favorite thing. We had an absolute blast. So Memorial Day was great here. We really had a lot of fun. I'm still right now covered in sunscreen. As soon as I'm done recording, I can't wait to go take a shower and get myself, you know, back to not being so gross. Yeah. But yeah, next weekend we're doing Sesame Place. Very much looking forward to that. This was like a tune-up for that. Can't wait. Kids are going to have a blast there as well. But all right, let's move on a little bit. I promise I'm going to get to the cards here in a little bit. This shouldn't be a super long episode. You know, more of like a catching up on where I am, like I said. But yeah, I mentioned that there's been some, you know, not so good news going on over here as well. I won't go into the details too much, but it's been strange. At work, we have unfortunately gone through a pretty aggressive layoff. Now, I won't you know, bury the lead or drag this out. I did not have my name called. You know, fortunately, I am still continuing my career that is now coming up in June. It's going to be 16 years. I've been with the same company doing, you know, doing my career, building my career, growing my career. So fortunately, I am not in a position that I'm going to have to refigure out the rest of my life right now. But that is not true for a lot of my friends, for a lot of my colleagues. You know, a lot of people got hit hard, and it really, some of these things hit as close to home as they could have without it being me. So while I am thankful and fortunate that I, you know, will be going to work tomorrow, you know, it's hard not to feel for some of my very good friends who will not be able to go back to their same career tomorrow. You know, it's tough. You know, we knew this was coming. We had a heads up, you know, that things were headed this direction. But nonetheless, you know, you try to prepare for it, right? You try to prepare mentally. You know, I try to go into things like this with the somewhat mindset of my name is going to be on a list. So what can I do to prepare? What can I do to prepare for that? You know, checking out the savings, checking out the financial things that I may or may not be able to do should it come to a reality. And mentally, just mentally trying to make sure I'm somewhat ready so that if somebody pulls me off to an office someplace and says, hey, you know, unfortunately, this is the case, that it doesn't come across as a shock. But nonetheless, I know how shocked I was to hear some of my friends that did have their names called. And I just can't imagine, no matter how much of that mental prep that I had done, if it was me, that it really would have mattered. It probably still would have felt just like a hammer falling out of nowhere and landing right on your toe. I don't know. So it's been, you know, it's been an odd week, maybe a little bit less than a week, I guess, at this point, or tomorrow might be a week, whatever it is. You know, it's been tough. And then, you know, coming out of the very mentally draining remote that I was on right into that, things have been strange, you know, up in the old cranial region. And that brings me kind of back to the cards, right? It's been an interesting time with cards. You know, I talked about this in that other episode that I mentioned earlier, but cards are important to me, sincerely. And it doesn't necessarily have to be cards for anybody out there, but sports cards, wrestling cards, whatever it might be, some comic book cards, that has become a very important aspect of how I get through the realities of life, right? The downs of life. You know, cards, hobbies, in general, are such a strong tool that I am able to use to attempt to keep myself at zero. You know, that's always how I refer to what I, you know, neutral, whatever it is, you know, however people look at it. For me, it's always how do I get back to zero? You know, I've definitely been the type of person whose highs can be massively high and my lows can be massively low. And I don't always have a very strong control over that. You know, I can feel myself at times drifting into some sort of depth and really struggle to even articulate why. Why am I starting to feel this way? What is dragging me down into this mud? Why do I feel stuck in this mud? And it can be kind of the opposite too, where sometimes I can start floating up and it doesn't necessarily have to have a catalyst, right? It doesn't have to be the Dodgers winning the World Series or me landing a massive Bret Hart card, right? These don't always become the reasons that I will feel myself hit these highs. It will just sort of float up and down. And, you know, I don't think there's anything truly unique about me as I sort of talk about this a little bit, but it is something that is hard to manage. It is something that can be difficult, you know, as I'm going through these ups and downs internally with, you know, how I act externally. When I'm really on a cloud nine feeling high, you know, I can be much more exuberant. I can feel, you know, myself wanting to go out and do so many more things. And that's generally pretty positive. You know, my wife sometimes has to deal with the outbursts of excitement where I'll put on some music really loud and jump around, and my kids love it. My kids tend to really dig that part of it. But then of course there is, you know, the opposite end of that where you get stuck in that mud and just feels like I can't get my feet to just come out and try to get any sort of traction, to just start trying to climb out of it. And it can be tough, right? It can be tough. So sometimes, you know, I mentioned that, you know, there's not always a reason why I feel myself go through this. And these are things that I've talked about with my therapist. You know, I see a therapist every week. Unfortunately, it's been a couple of weeks that I haven't seen her because I typically speak with her on Mondays as well. Mondays, and I was like, you know, last Monday I was getting home, and then it's the holiday, so I haven't spoken with her for a couple of weeks. But nonetheless, you know, this is something that we talk about a lot. You know, we try to pinpoint some of the reasons, or pinpoint some of the internal feelings, you know, when these things are happening. You know, where are you carrying it? Where are you feeling it? What does it feel like in your stomach? What does it feel like in your jaw? And trying to recognize all of these sorts of things. But sometimes, you know, as I'm kind of going off on a little bit of a tangent here, but you know, sometimes there are reasons that I can feel when these moments are coming. And this last week or so has absolutely been a tough week. Absolutely been a lot of challenges that started to drag me back down. And again, this brings me back to trying to combat that. I really try to keep myself busy. I try to find things that are just not that important that feel important. And the cards, the sports cards, the wrestling cards, that's such a big, huge piece of that. Being able to hop on eBay, as really insignificant and silly as it is, and go through the listings. What are the new saved searches? What are the new sales that have happened? You know, that like nugget to sort of latch on to and keep my brain off of the reality around me. It helps so very much. I've always been able to find whatever hobby it can be. I've definitely mentioned on this podcast how I tend to float. I've floated from a lot of different hobbies. And I also have a habit of when I latch onto a hobby that I really latch on to it. It's, you know, I'll realize, oh, this is my new favorite thing ever. Now I have to give my absolute everything to it. Hence building one of the, I don't know, maybe not, a very respectable Bret Hart collection. You know, I mentioned in the last episode how Prism God's out here getting some of the pieces that I'm never going to be able to get my hands on. So I'm definitely not at that level yet, but an incredible Bret Hart collection nonetheless. It's an excellent Bret Hart collection. But yeah, these are the ways that I try to really keep myself at zero. It's such a release to have something that is truly insignificant to make significant to yourself. Your sports teams, watching the Dodgers get through their regular season with injury after injury to the starting rotation, and watching the Lakers get swept by the Nuggets. Oh, God, I haven't even mentioned about that. The Western Conference Finals, it feels like that they didn't even happen. They got swept. Oh, my God. Ugh. Anyway, sports is another incredible way to try to find something that it doesn't mean anything in the grand scheme of things. It's not family. It's not friends. It's not your career. It's not something that you have to base your livelihood on in order to provide for your family, unless you do, right? Some people absolutely do. I'm not that. If you're out here in the sports card world and it is your livelihood, that's a different conversation. If you make money, I don't know, maybe betting on sports, or you are, whatever it might be, that's an entirely different conversation. For me, I'm speaking of just hobbies, insignificant things that we do that we can use to make significant, to help just drag ourselves out of the mud, because that's what I do. And I'm not advocating anybody really out there does anything. You need to figure out what works for your mental health. But this is me just ranting and raving, maybe about nothing. But this is where my brain has been. And I was going to sit down and record this. You know, these are the things that, I don't know. These are the things that have been occupying my brain over the last 2 weeks. So not necessarily the most exciting, fun episode to come back to, but this is where I'm at. I think things are going to be getting a little bit better, a little bit easier in the career, in the job, you know, as we get, you know, start to figure out the new normal, as we start to figure out what the future is, how those of us that may not have been directly affected become affected because of it. You know, there's going to be some changes, but we still have a lot of fantastic people that I am excited to continue to work with. And for anybody out there that listens to this show, any of my friends out there that, you know, your names did get called, you already know you can reach out at any point, at any time. And the same thing goes out to any of you listening that aren't necessarily my real life friends, my IRL friends. Some of you have been becoming that, but for those of you that, I don't know if I'd be the best person to reach out to, but it is sometimes nice to have an ear, to have somebody to vent to, somebody to talk to. You know, if I can help out in any way, please don't hesitate. I try to make myself as available as possible, but things are busy. I don't know. Again, I'm sort of ranting and going off on a lot of tangents here, but sports cards, they're the best, right? Maybe they help your mental health. I don't know. But why don't we get off of this, actually, and talk about cards specifically? Because it's been an interesting time for me in cards right now. I haven't bought anything in some time. And almost not for any other reason than that it feels like just about every card that I've wanted I've been getting outbid on. I've been getting beat. I've been getting sort of railroaded on anything that I've wanted. And some of the availability of the things that I want, it started to dwindle, started to go away a little bit. If you have a 2023 Gold Prism Bret Hart out there, I would sure love to get one, but not for, you know, $1,200 or $1,300 that I've been seeing some of the list price at that I haven't been able to make a deal on. But I will be on the hunt for one of those still. I will be on the hunt for Prism God's 1/1 Black 2022 Bret Hart. Be awesome to maybe pull off a little Mission Impossible style and somehow get that out of his vault and over here, maybe. Hey, a boy can dream, right? A boy can freaking dream. And that's what I'm doing. Yeah, I don't know. Other than that, ladies and gentlemen, really, it's been slow. I am going to be getting back to recording weekly. I will be back much more consistently moving forward. And are you going to the National? I would love to know if you are. Odds are if you are, I've already talked to you, but you know, let's start planning stuff. I'm going to the show Thursday and Friday. I've already kind of laid out a little bit of what my plans are, but it would be just phenomenal to meet up with some of you folks that maybe I haven't met IRL that are going to the show. I know there's already a bunch of people that I've got lined up to do that with, and I cannot wait. The National is going to be, oh God, I can't wait. I've heard how amazing it is in Chicago. It was cool in Atlantic City. I had a lot of fun, but Atlantic City had a lot of flaws that I hear Chicago doesn't necessarily have. So if you're going, reach out to me. Let's see if we can figure out a way to say hi. On the other side of things, coming up, I think June 11th. You know what? Don't let me guess. You're going to have to hear me click a little bit. I don't like to often do this, but do research, but I'm kind of falling behind a little bit. But the EC3 show at Mohegan Sun is coming up again. I think this summer, though, it's just a one-day event. And I think, yep, here it is, June 11th. So Sunday, June 11th, 2023. Let's see, it's 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. I actually haven't been talking to my boy Scott recently. I'm going to have to get him on the horn and talk about this. I would love to get to this show. I've been able to get to every single show that he's done so far. So if you are in Connecticut, on Sunday, June 11th, if you live in the area, if you're going to be in the area. It's such a fun show to get out to. He really always does a bang-up job. He's got some really good autographed guests again. I think a lot of voice actors, some Pokemon actors. I'm super pumped again. Get out there. Looks like he's got Kevin Falk, too. Oh, man, I must have missed that. Kevin Falk is going to be signing. So if you're from Connecticut, you're probably a Patriots fan. Blah. Yuck. But nonetheless, that's pretty awesome. June 11th, Sunday, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. I'm going to do what I can to get out there yet again. But that's it, ladies and gentlemen. That's all I got. Have a good night.